Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning sustainability. As we look to the future, what are some of the opportunities that we have to increase our sustainability? Well, one of the places I think you can look is your calf operation. You know, we have many tools out there that will increase the rate of growth as well as increase the health of our baby calves. As we look at carbon footprint, we will continue to see pressure to reduce our carbon footprint as an industry. So when we look at some of the things that we can do there, again, increased production and increased components are part of that reduction process, but also how we eliminate plastics and some other things that increase our carbon footprint around the dairy will also become important. And last but not least, we need to look at how we control stressors on our animals, particularly in the lactation herd and particularly around transition time. We know a lot of those stressors are associated with nutritional decisions, environmental situations, as well as transport and movement of the animals. So there's much we can learn there that will help control things like ketosis and leaky gut syndrome in our early lactation cows. Doing this will increase our efficiency as we look at increased levels of milk production from these animals. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to embrace sustainability and look for ways that they can improve their operations through increased sustainability.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.